When the going gets tough, I mean really tough, have you noticed how self-absorbed we can become? As the pain levels go up more and more, we focus on our pain and our need and all the things that could go wrong and when is this going to end and on and on. In a sense, it's kind of a natural response to pain. The sad thing about it, though, is that it's a response that doesn't help. In fact, it's anything but helpful because the more we focus inward, the less we see the help that's already at hand, God Himself. Now, we may well believe in God, but as we focus on the immediate pain, we have this great capacity to kind of lock Him out of our thinking. As though somehow, even though God can do anything He wants, even though He loves us, even though we believe in all that stuff, actually, we think, we feel, and we behave as though He's completely out of the picture now that we're in a tight spot. It's pretty crazy when you think about it, but that's what we tend to do more often than not. King David had more than his fair share of tough spots. For 2 years, his predecessor, Saul, tried to have him killed. David was on the run, hiding in caves in fear for his life. When he did become king, his enemies, even his son, tried to kill him. Yeah, David had more than his fair share of trouble. And yet, looking back on all those times, based on all the experiences of God in those difficult places, this is what he concluded. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord, and He will act. Because that's exactly what happened. Over and over again, David prayed. Over and over again, David acted in accordance with what he knew to be right. When he had the chance to kill Saul, he didn't take it. Sure, David was far from perfect. He made some big mistakes along the way, just as you and I have. But in his heart, his desire was to honour God. I don't know what trials you're travelling through at the moment, but no doubt there are some things in your life that you wouldn't have chosen for yourself. And perhaps you've been struggling to see how God could possibly ever show up. Well, today, I have some good news for you. He already has. He is already in that place with you, ready, waiting to act. Commit your way to the Lord, and He will act. It may not happen straight away, but it will happen. His timing is always perfect. God will act. It's who He is. It's what He does. That's God's word, fresh for you today.